This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate Semicon India 2024 in Greater Noida today. The theme of the three-day event is Shaping the Semiconductor Future. The conference will showcase India's semiconductor strategy and policy, which envisions making India a global hub for semiconductor. Our correspondent reports that the top leadership of global semiconductor giants will participate in the program with more than 250 exhibitors and 150 speakers. Earlier yesterday, the Prime Minister chaired the Semiconductor Executives Roundtable at his residence in New Delhi. He stressed that India has the capability to become a trusted partner in a diversified semiconductor supply chain. He says semiconductor is the basis of digital age, and the day is not far when the semiconductor industry will be the bedrock for even the basic necessities. Prime Minister emphasized that democracy and technology together can ensure the welfare of humanity. He assured the leaders that the Indian government will follow a predictable and stable policy regime and will continue to support the industry at every step. Top semiconductor CEOs spoke to media after meeting the Prime Minister and praised him for his leadership. Kurt Siever, CEO, NXP Semiconductor, said, "He is yet to meet a political leader with such a deep expertise in the semiconductor industry like Prime Minister Modi." Bob Pragada, CEO, Jacobs, and Luke Van Den Hau, CEO, IMEC, also hailed the meeting. The second Asia-Pacific Ministerial Conference on Civil Aviation will begin at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. The International Civil Aviation Organization and the Ministry of Civil Aviation are co-hosting the two-day event. India is the fastest-growing aviation market in the world and is currently the third largest in the domestic segment. In the last decade, the number of aircraft in India increased from 400 to more than 800, and airports grown exponentially from 74 to 100. The Bharatiya Janata Party has announced that the party has enrolled over 2 crore new members in just 8 days since the launch of its national membership drive on the 2nd of this month. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the drive by becoming the first member. In a statement, BJP General Secretary Vinod Tavade said BJP Chief JP Nadda, Union Home Minister Amit Shah and General Secretary Organization B.L. Santosh reviewed the ongoing membership drive with the office bearers of 9 states separately. Mr. Tavade informed that discussions will be held with other states in coming days. He added that the meeting also focused on strategies for successfully expanding the membership drive to women, border villages and remote hilly regions. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will release an installment of 2,745 crore rupees to lakh of beneficiaries of PM Awas Yojana in Jamshedpur, Jharkhand on the 15th of this month. Union Minister for Rural Development Shivdat Singh Chauhan said acceptance letters will also be distributed to all the targeted beneficiaries. He said a large number of people will participate in this program and lakhs of people will join the program online. The Union Minister held a meeting of Rural Development Ministers of States through video conferencing yesterday, in which he gave necessary instruction for the preparation of the program. The India-Singapore Joint Working Group on Personnel Management and Public Administration meeting was held yesterday. Secretary, Department of Administrative Reforms and Public Grievances, V. Srinivas, and Permanent Secretary, Public Service Division, Singapore, Tan GQ, formulated the contours of the future India-Singapore cooperation in the field of administrative reforms and technology induction. The European Union, EU, has launched a call for setting up artificial intelligence AI factories to boost the development of AI technology. According to the European Commission press statement, AI factories will be created around the network of European high-performance computing supercomputers and will be available to a range of European users such as startups, industry and researchers. In hockey, defending champions India will take on last edition's runners-up Malaysia in the third match of Men's Asian Champions Trophy Tournament in Hulunbuir, China today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.